Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is Bible Call tape number 224, titled, God or Matter, Which? There are two schools of thought that must be considered when looking at the origin of the universe and of life. One is a view held by creationists, who teach, as recorded in Genesis 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The other position is held by atheists or organic evolutionists who say, there is no God. Those who uphold this latter view are forced to explain everything by means of a natural materialistic process. There is one point at which the two groups are agreed, namely that something has always existed. It is just a matter of determining who or what. Something exists now. Therefore, something has always existed. If ever there were a time when nothing existed, nothing would exist now, because nothing added to nothing produces nothing. It is also reasonable to conclude that this eternally existing force is responsible for the creation of the universe, the design and order that sustains it, the creation of all living things, and the endowing of these beings with mind and intelligence. This creative force has placed within these created things, particularly the human race, the ability to love, to hate, to fear, to possess moral values, including conscience, which regulates both good and evil. It is begging the question and dodging the issue to say, as do some evolutionists, the origin does not concern us, we simply busy ourselves with the way by which life developed. Well, this is an admission of defeat, because any theory that does not include a satisfactory explanation of the creation and the origin of life and of moral values is really unworthy of our consideration. If we are unwilling to accept God as the first cause, then we are brought face to face with one of the most fundamental laws of science in attempting to uphold the eternal nature of matter. This is the second law of thermodynamics, or the entropy law. In a simplified way, this law states that matter is in a constant state of running down. That is to say, as matter is used for energy purposes, some of the useful energy reverts into a form that cannot be recovered. This simple illustration will help us to understand the process. Let's suppose that you have a tank of propane gas. You release the cap and turn it loose in an airtight room, constituting a closed system. Now, you take a vacuum pump and attempt to pump all the gas back into the tank. Well, obviously it cannot be done, because some of the molecules will have oxidized and others will adhere to the walls and become chemically bonded into other compounds. This is essentially what we mean by entropy as it applies to matter. Every time energy is used for any purpose, there is always a loss in useful energy when a change in matter occurs. That means that matter is gradually running down in its energy content, so that there is less available energy today than yesterday. Hence, matter could not have always existed, for as time passes, useful energy reverts to entropy. There would be no order today, and no life could exist because of the freezing temperatures. There is order and life present, and this tells us that matter is not eternal. The Bible upholds this view in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12, where it reads, And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest. And they all shall wax old, as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail. The Bible teaches that this material universe will grow old and will perish, but its creator will continue on. Now, why doesn't the entropy law apply to God in the same way that it applies to matter? The answer is because God is a spiritual being and not a material physical one. Read John chapter 4, verse 24. Jesus said in Luke 24, verse 39, "A spirit hath not flesh and bones." Since God is spirit, he is not subject to time, nor is he affected by time. He is the author and creator of time. Time is not past for God. This is what Peter was referring to when he wrote, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." 2 Peter 3, verse 9. For entropy to apply, time must be involved. Since God is not subject to time, the entropy law cannot apply to him. It is neither reasonable nor scientific to accept matter as being eternal. The Bible answer harmonizes with both reason and science when it reads, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Thank you for calling Bible Call.